Hey, Magic Makers, it's Kim here, and today's podcast is just a little different. Today, you're hearing a conversation I have with one of my business besties, Maria, and she and I met, probably like 3 or 4 years ago when we first were trying to really understand, you know, being in business long term, how do you make all of this work? And you're like, what does this have to do with fitness? What I have found is that all of my fitness success has come from lessons I've learned outside of pumping iron. And during this conversation, you'll see how Maria and I just finally got fed up being fed up all the damn time, and what it took for us to get out of struggle, what it took for us to get out of hustle, to finally get to a place where it feels effortless. And that's what I feel like right now. I feel like things for me are effortless. And if you're feeling like you're hustling, you're grinding, you're struggling, banging your head up against the wall, girlfriend, you want to listen in. All right. Enjoy this episode. And you know how I am. I love feedback. So hit me up in the socials, Instagram, Facebook, tag a friend who you know needs to hear this message. Listen in for my conversation with Maria Tan.
Welcome to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you are ready to find your inner magic, develop great habits, and a rock steady mindset to feel confident, comfortable, and fit in your body, you are in the right place. I am Kim Barnes Jefferson, and I'll be giving you weekly doses of health, fitness, and life tips sprinkled with humor and real talk. If you're ready to be consistent without the stress of perfection, Magic Makers, it's time to slip into your favorite pair of PJs, grab some coffee, kick back, and listen to today's show.
And here is this week's iTunes review. It comes to you from Dub by V. She writes, I love the podcast. You speak your mind and you don't sugarcoat anything. I love your energy and your good spirit. Oh, that just fills my heart. You don't even understand how much I enjoy these reviews. So please, if you feel the need, please go to iTunes or wherever you listen to this podcast. Do me a favor and hit me up with a 5-star review. I absolutely love them. They mean the world to me, and I will read it on my podcast. So thank you so much, Dub by V. It does mean the world to me.
Hey, Magic Makers. This is the first episode of 2020. I can't believe it's 2020. Like, where the hell did all this time go? And I'm really pumped. Okay, you're right. I'm always pumped about my podcast. But today's conversation is with a really, really good friend, Maria Tan. She isn't my first international. I've had a couple of international people. But she's one of my favorite people to chat with, and I know you're going to fall in love with her. Maria is a self-success and wellness coach for misfits, those nonconformists, people who think out of the box. That's why she and I bonded. And she is a recovering hustler. And that's the bulk of this conversation. She and I are going to talk about how we broke free of the hustle. You know, back in the day, she was addicted to being busy, doing it all, you know, and then she kind of burnt herself out, got severely depressed, and just realized that it was her trying to do it all. And she, from that depression, was able to realize that she didn't get clear on what she wanted, what her vision was, and how she wanted to serve her clients. And today's conversation is really going to talk about how she and I both got on this path of making life effortless. So welcome, Maria, to Fit Girl Magic.
I'm so excited to be here with you, Kim, and hello and happy new year to everyone listening to us today.
Yeah, it's funny. I always feel like New Year is one of those holidays you could always say Happy New Year to someone and you can't offend them.
Yes, exactly. I love the season. I love how this year is really about creating a new decade together and creating a different decade. This is now for us, for all of us here all over the world, to be able to say, let me reset, let me start right, and let me start great.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, I know for some people, like, you hear the word decade and you're like, whoa. I'm just getting over it being, you know, it's 2019. And, you know, the conversation today is really like, how do you just start off a new year? And how do you start off this new year without being overwhelmed? Because I know all of us woke up and we're like, this is the year I'm going to. And, you know, let's just pump the brake. Let's just, you know, Maria and I are going to take you through a framework that she and I have, you know, didn't realize we were going through it when we were going through it. But, you know, the more she and I chatted, the more we realized we're like, hang on, that's how we made our transformation. That's how we both got out of like being the hustler that we used to be. And so Maria, like, you know, do you miss the hustle days?
Of course not. And I get what you're saying, you know, like, especially today, people talk about the new decade and it gets overwhelming, especially since on one side, you get to hit the reset button, but then on the other side, you're worried, what if you create the same mistakes? So I'm very, very happy to break free of that hustle wheel. And now in this effortless circle and expansion mode.
Yeah, absolutely. Because yeah, hustle just left me like broken and on the side of the road. So Maria, you know, like, let's start talking people through our framework. So, you know, we first both hit the wall running at like 100 miles an hour. And then we said to ourselves, like, something's got to change. So we ultimately, without realizing it, we ultimately made the choice. We had to make a choice. Exactly. That like, this wasn't how I wanted to live my life anymore.
I think for me, it was more of, I realized I had the choice. Because I think back when I was in that hustle wheel, right? Like, Kim, I'm sure you've experienced that, because of feeling so, I don't know, so caught in that comparisonitis, ugh, that perfection mode, or, you know, how it seemed like you're trying to be everything at once for everybody but you. Ugh. So for me, it was mostly like, I realized I have a different choice. Before I was able to say, you know what, I want to make this choice. And I think a lot of people don't realize that that choice is an option. How many people do you hear saying, I don't have a choice. I need to do this because I don't have a choice. I heard that many times from my own mouth. Mm-hmm. Right? Like, I'm sure you've said that many times. Like, I don't have a choice. I need to put in X amount of hours. I don't have a choice. I need to go on a healthy diet, eat little, work more, you know, to have the perfect body, exercise a lot. I had no, like, that was the repetitive words and thoughts and patterns we've said and many times in the past.
Oh, yeah.
And, you know, to even realize that it doesn't need to be this way, that we have a different path. It was truly awakening. You know how you just realize how stupid you are for living your life in one way, and then you realize there's an actually easy way out, like, an easy way that you can create. That for me was, that was the start. Like, for me, I realized this is not the only option. There's a D, you know, there's a none of the above. You know what I mean? Like, you realize that I don't want what my parents told me. I don't want what society told me. I don't want what social media is telling me. That D, I have another choice. I don't want any of ABC, but something that I can create myself. That, yeah, for me was the start.
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, you hit the nail on the head, because, you know, for my fitness-minded folks, I thought my only choice to get the physique that I wanted was I had to spend 2 hours at the gym. And if I couldn't spend 2 hours at the gym, why the hell bother? Or, you know, if I wasn't like hustling my ass off for my business, then was I worthy of having a business? And I chose to feel worthiness through 2 hours of cardio. I chose to feel worthiness through, if I wasn't at my computer all the damn time, I shouldn't have a business. And just like Maria.
And yeah, I wanted to add something there. And if our bank account did not reflect a certain figure, we're a failure, right? Like all of that. Like we're like defined by our achievement or one, not even every achievement, it's just one piece. Whether it's like for some people in fitness, being in the gym, for busy, you know, like addicts, like workaholics, it's like staying in the office. For right. people who really worry about money, it's about the money in the bank. And for people who are focused so much on what they eat, it's basically what's in their fridge, you know, like we've let other people define that success for ourselves.
Right. And it's funny because, you know, probably, I think it was like 2 years ago, you and I were talking and you said to me, Kim, how do you define success? And that like put me back, like that took me back. It was the simplest question you asked me, but I was like, holy shit. And I kept giving you these pat answers like, oh, I can do whatever I want. Like I wake up, you know, I wake up without an alarm, like all the like, you know, buzzwords. But she's like, but you're like, seriously, like what, how are you defining success? Like, how do you know you have been successful? And I was like, oh my God, this is the most uncomfortable question ever.
And it's the simplest, right? Because again, yes. I think we've never realized we have a choice to define that. You understand? Because somehow when we were born, we're given a blueprint of this is mm-hmm. the definition of success by our parents, by school, by society, by the office, by the industry, by social media, by everybody's filters.
Right.
So you get so much lost in all that. And suddenly I think that question, because I ask myself that. When I realize that there is a D that's none of the above, I don't need that definition. I can create my own definition. That was so simple, but so profound to realize that we have the choice to define what success means and to get clear on that.
Right. And, you know, so that's the first question I want you to ask. Like, here we are, you know, it's New Year's Day. The question is, you know, what do you choose? You can choose off the hamster wheel. Like we are giving you the permission. Your permission slip is right here, my loves. Get off the hamster wheel if you choose, if that's your choice. And the second piece, and Maria, you know, so quite nicely like eased us into it, is that clarity. Like I got to tell you, Maria, like when, I don't know, you and I have known each other, what, 3-ish, 4 years?
Yes, maybe and, 3 to 4.
And I've always was clear that I wanted to do fitness. Like, I love it. It's in my blood. I absolutely love it. But I wasn't clear about who I wanted to help or what I wanted to do. I just like, I'm in fitness. I'm a trainer. And I like floated around like a freaking feather in the wind.
Exactly. You're just, because see, that concept is so much in the air, right? Like, you know how people say these people are stuffed shirt? They're so full of themselves. Sometimes that I think that word is so it captures what most people do. We let our ego talk for us. Mm-hmm. We get so much pulled into somebody's definition or somebody's air because this air looks nice. It's like all fluff, you know, the fluff looks so nice.
Right.
What people show on social media finds is so nice that we get so pulled into those definitions, that those stories, that we're not clear about our own roots. What is it that matters for us? What values do we want to bring into what we do? And how we measure that? That's so important. And for me, I think that's why we love each other, because we're very much in your face. We're very direct. But even in that directness, right, we sometimes overlook the fact that we are playing into somebody's stories. And when we understand that, one, we have the choice. Number two, we can get clear. That's the option, that we can get clear on what our success is, how we want that to play out, what we want to do for our life, how we want to serve, how we want to get paid, when we want to work, why we don't want to work as well. Like all of those pieces, right? Like we just to say today, I decide, you know, I want to stay in because I'm not feeling well. And I know that it's okay because my boss will not fire me. I can give a very good reason, or my clients will not abandon me just because I took one day off. That is the most liberating concept for everybody who's on the hustle mode, because you realize, you know, I can live my life. Does that make sense? Like, I can live my life. I don't need to play by somebody's rules.
Right. And the other thing about clarity is that you have to be willing to say what you don't want anymore. And for me, I was like, you know what? I am done with being at the gym for 2 hours. Like, can I consolidate my workout to 30 minutes and be okay with that? Can I consolidate maybe to an hour? And I know at the beginning, it's a little scary, you know, to make this change that, you know, you've been clinging to this, like, you know, your old way of life. It's like a whoopee. And you eventually just, you have to kind of, you know, sit in that uncomfortable spot. It's uncomfortable as hell, but you have to sit in that spot and just say, you know, in order for my new life, I have to break up with my old life. And change is hard. And I get it. Like, it's very scary. You're going into the unknown. But, you know, the beauty is, like, you know, when I was going through this transition, I remember Maria and I's conversations would be about complain. And then eventually, you know, we both are like, okay, we can continue to bitch about how things are going, or I could change one thing. You know, it wasn't this, I didn't wake up and I had this like radical transformation. It was, I changed one thing. And that one thing gave me the courage to be like, oh, well, that wasn't so bad. I didn't die. Like, you know, I survived. Can I change something else?
Yeah. And I think that change, like, I think sometimes we need to spell it out for people, okay? Because sometimes people think that that one change is something bigger. That one change can be as simple as stopping one thing that you continuously do. For example, if you can one day just get up without touching your cell phone immediately, that's change. And that's very big, especially today. Like, who doesn't take their phone immediately in the morning, right?
Yeah, like, and you can lose 2 hours so right big. There.
Exactly, right? So something like this, or as simple as, let's say, you know what, instead of buying coffee from Starbucks today, let me make my own coffee.
Yep.
Let me take the time to make that. For me, like, those pieces, that the anything from your regular routine that you do differently is change. So change is not about, like you said, it's not about waking up feeling so motivated, you know, like jumping out of your bed, starting the day. You know, you're not bipolar. You don't need to, you understand, like, not everybody, you know, the myth of successful people feeling, getting awake and feeling like, you know, they're ready to take on the day. That's not true.
No.
That's why most successful people meditate. That's why most successful people go to the gym in the morning, because they need to warm up to it. The myth of step, you know, like, that's the myth, right? Like, that's why people get so frustrated about change. Because why is it that I cannot get up in the morning and feel so motivated and inspired? It's not like that.
No. You know? And it's so true. Because, like, even for, like, fitness people are like, well, you're just fit. And I was like, you know, when alarm goes off at 5 a.m., I am not thinking like, well, I'm just fit, so I'm going to hop out of bed. Some mornings I still am like, fuck. It's 5 a.m. and I have to think about, like, oh, okay, all right. Do I want to get out of bed? And I will say, when I first started working out in the morning, like, I don't always spring out of bed. And, like, some mornings it just didn't happen. I've gotten much better because I've scaled back my expectations of myself, right? I only get up out of bed at 5 a.m. 3 days a week. You know, I'm not like, oh my God, 7 days a week, I must be up at 5 a.m. Like, that is, that, like, for me, that's unrealistic. Like, I love working out and I could probably work out every day, but I encourage my clients, what's realistic for you? You know, maybe for you right now, one day is a change. Go for it. Maybe it's you getting up and you doing a video on YouTube. Awesome. Love it. Like, just pick something simple. Like Maria said, it's like, is it coffee at home or coffee at Starbucks? Is it, you know, put it, you know, maybe you don't put your phone in your bedroom. Mel Robbins, if you're not familiar with, I'll put our link in the show notes. She she said she was spending too much time on her phone, and she literally puts her phone in her closet. And her, if she wants to get on her phone, she has to get out of bed and walk into her closet to get her phone. And so that's what I want you to start thinking, like these little small changes help you make it to the next step, to the next step, to the next step, to the next step.
I agree. And that's why it's also very important, Kim, like since we're talking about change and going to the next step, I think it's also important that you stay connected to that yes. belief that, hey, I have a choice today. Hey, that I have that definition, or I made this choice of waking up, like in your case, like waking up three times a week and exercising in the morning. That is your choice. So, because see, when you realize, actually, I was the one who decided this.
Yep.
And then you get clear that this is your what and your why. You now become very, very, it's so easy for you to stay connected to that.
Yes.
Because you keep, you know, it's like a reminder on a daily basis that this is your choice.
Mm-hmm.
You understand? Like,
yep.
like for me, I recently moved back to my country after living abroad for so long. And coming from a very collective culture, it's, you know, it's normal for people who are not married to live with their parents, right? And for me, I decided, no, I lived abroad and I lived by myself. I never shared apartments. I have big space, so I'm not going to compromise on what I'm used to or what I want in my life. But just that choice, that realization that I this is my choice. I don't want to choose to go back home and live with other people in my house. I don't want to share my kitchen. So
right.
just that thought of, you know, that waking up to that on a daily basis and feeling reconnected with that, you know, I look at my house and I see I have the freedom to do whatever I want. I can have fresh flowers every single day with nobody telling me how, you know, how wasteful it is to buy fresh flowers.
Right.
You know, or so you stay connected to that because you remind yourself, this is my choice. It's my choice to wake up to three times a day and to three times a week, sorry, to three times a week. And I can choose to change this to four times when I'm ready, or right. I can change this to two times a week when I'm feeling overwhelmed. It's right. my choice. So that, I think that allows for people to stay really connected to their goal, to creating something different for themselves, to the success that they want in their lives. I think that's the power of that, you know, liberation or that freedom to say, this is my choice, this is my decision, this is my design.
Right. And, you know, it's funny, like the whole thing about connection. And I think, you know, a lot of times I'll work with clients, I'll ask them about their goal. I'm like, hey, what's your goal? You know, like, what are we working towards? And so many times I'm like, well, give me a goal. And I'm like, you know what? This is what I find, that if you personally aren't connected to that goal, why do you want to achieve it? You know, like there, you don't have any skin in the game. You're not motivated. Yeah. So if I told you work out three times a week at 5:30 in the morning, guess what? It ain't going to happen because you're not connected to that. You're like, oh my God, yeah. I had to get up at 5 a.m. You know, I think back to corporate, when I had a corporate job and they gave you your goals and they were like, hey, the company's trying to make $1 million. So because they're trying to make $1 million, you know, you need to sell X amount of money. Was I ever connected to that? No, I had to make it personal. I'm like, oh, if I sell this amount, I'm going to take home this as a commission. Okay, now invest it. But before, because you told me that the company wants to make $1 million, like, great, that's nice. But how does it affect me?
So exactly. And I think what people need to remember, we are rebels at heart. You know, I think,
right.
And now that we are in this world where we have the freedom to express ourselves more. So I think that is something that we need to take into consideration. That's why when people tell us the goals we need to have, we don't follow them.
No.
Do you understand? Or when we try to copy other people's goals, which, you know, many people do, they cannot. That's why their resolutions fail. Because again, you know, that's why they start off the year wrong, because they're trying to copy other people's resolution.
Exactly.
I mean, come on, let's be honest, our audience. How many of you research New Year's resolutions?
Oh my God. I know if I were to pull up the Google, if I were to, you know, you know when you type in Google and they tell you how many times the search, I'm going to say it's probably been searched over like 20 million times. And I think it's because so many of us, we want to get it right. We want to be like, how do I set the perfect New Year's resolution? Or I'm at the New Year's Eve party and Maria tells me like, hey, you know, I want to buy a new house. And you're like, huh, a new house sounds pretty good. Yeah, maybe I want to buy a new house. Or Maria says, hey, you know, I'm starting this new, you know, banana diet. And you're like, huh, I like bananas. I could do the banana. And you just hear other people and you've never like truly invested yourself into like, well, could the banana diet really work for me? Like you haven't taken that second thought.
Do you want bananas?
Right.
Do you really want to like bananas?
Right. Or maybe you're renting right now. And do you really want a house? Do you really want to be, you know, because I remember when I first bought my first house and something breaks, no one tells you like you're the person that you have to call when shit breaks. Like there's no landlord anymore. I was the landlord. Exactly. I had to shovel my own freaking snow and fix my water heater.
Exactly. And that's why connection is so important, right? That's why when you know that you run the show, you're more connected to it. And then on the way along the path, like for me and Kim, when I was doing, you know, I was a consultant way before I did coaching. So when my first time online and I met Kim, it was so important to have that like-minded connection too, because not everybody get it. You know, like for me and Kim, we're very comfortable with each other because for me, I say it as it is. She says it as it is. And I think we both got very connected to the fact that everybody's just saying fluff. Remember how we talked about, you know, it's like people are talking about, are sounding like Hallmark cards. You understand? Like,
right.
Your life is not Hallmark, okay? Like, Hallmark is great for watching shows, but you are the director of your movie. That's why Hallmark, they are just most famous and most popular during Christmas and during, let's say, Valentine's, because that's not the whole year. That's a seasonal event, right? Yep. Like, to sound like Hallmark, to have the very fluffy, the very filtered, the very happy ending all the time. But you have to understand our seasons, we can be salty, we can be spicy, we can be different as well. We can be different from everybody else and have our own flavor. You know, that's maybe a fusion of, I don't know, salty, spicy, sweet, and all the other spices. And that's okay. That's unique to your taste. And it's important as well to have that container where you get really, you know, you feel okay to express yourself. Because
right.
I remember the first time I was online and I was sharing about my message and trying to get clients, of course, in coaching. And remember, I'm Asian, and I'm not Asian American. So the way I talk is a little bit different. Even if, of course, English is not the point, but the way I deliver my message is a little bit different. And this was way back where live videos were not very common, right? It's not like now. Before it was mostly like writing things out. And when you write things out, again, it's all left for interpretation. And I came from a very professional background. So I was already consulting, but for B2B, I never did consulting for personal. So it's a little bit different because the words that we use are different. The way that one word would be interpreted differently, right? So I remember like online, I just felt so lost because everybody's just being so nice and so positive and so, I don't know, I think the fluffiness or the things that you put on top is just so much. And I just felt so lost and so alone in that journey. I remember that because although I am very connected to what I'm sharing, I'm very clear about my message. And I'm clear about the desire, my desire and what I want from my life and from my career and from my business. I still felt very alone. And even I felt ostracized sometimes because even I joined some mastermind programs, I felt like I was so different in my thinking, in my perspective. And, you know, I cannot, at that time, I really, even now, I cannot accept my own coach or the people that I hire to tell me something like, I'm sorry, I cannot work for you today, or, because I'm not in the mood or my energy is not here. I don't care. You know, to be honest, I'm fine if you have something, but tell me when you will deliver what you said to me. Don't make me feel bad because you're in a bad mood, right?
Like, right.
And when I saw Kim and we were sharing that, that for me made me even reconnect with my choice that, hey, you know what? In this world, in this online world, in this space, in this very disconnected and fragmented world, there are people like us who really just want to liberate ourselves from other people's definition and start creating what we want without feeling bad for wanting more and wanting different. And I think that is the importance of having that container, having that connection with people from, again, all over the world. Because for me, in an Asian culture at that time, I will tell you, talking about coaching or talking about therapy even at that time was unheard of. It was a taboo. Right now, it's more common. But back then, when I started online, forget it. Like, nobody talked about tarot cards or oracle cards.
No.
People who do, they're not professionals, right? Like, now it's so common. Like, now people, even CEOs, talk about it. But back then, no. So for me to feel that connection to, you know, again, because when you realize you have the choice and then you have the clarity, but if you don't have the environment, the container to support that, it's easy to just go away. It's like fire that easily burns out, right? Because you have that spark, but then the environment you are is so cold, and then you need that connection. And I found it through Kim. And that's why we've been, you know, business besties for, I think, more than 2 years now. Just because we share the same values.
Yeah.
Maybe not the same direction, but the same values.
Yeah. And it's really easy to, in this, you know, online world, to feel disconnected. Like, you know, they always say, like, you're connected but not connected. And it's, you know, it was refreshing to find someone who felt the same way that I did. And, you know, as we were, you know, like I said in the beginning of this conversation, as we were going through these steps, we didn't realize they were steps. We just realized, like, it could be different. It needed to be different, because there was no way I could continue at the pace. And, you know, I completely stopped for probably about 6 to 9 months because I just was, like, so burnt out. And so if you are feeling, you know, crispy, you still got smoke coming off of you from feeling burnt out in your life, here's where I encourage you to press that pause button, you know, and kind of take a look, like, what are your choices? Are you choosing to be in the overwhelm? Are you choosing to be in the busy, in the hustle, or are you choosing ebb and flow? Because I'll tell you, being in ebb and flow, I feel like I take deep breaths every damn day.
Yes.
And when you wake up with clarity, like, I used to wake up and be like, huh, I have so much to do today. I have to do it all. And now I've boiled it down that, like, I'm so clear. Like, I work with women over 40, so they stop feeling overwhelmed. And so they start ditching the diet mindset, that I'm like, okay, what are the 3 things I can do to help someone today? And that's all I focus on. 3 things, not the 50. My to-do list is long, but it's like, what are the 3 things today so that I don't feel overwhelmed anymore? And guess what? When I finish those 3 things, I feel like a freaking rock star.
I love that. Like, 3 things. And I think we need that courage to say, no, I'm not going to copy everybody's 100 list. You know, I have 3, like, for me, I only have 3 things every quarter. Can you imagine? I only have 3 focus. It's not even every month. It's just every quarter.
Right.
So I nail my goals so easily, and I can elevate so fast because my attention is not split 100 ways.
Right.
And the most important thing is I have the courage not to keep adding things to my to-do list.
Yes. But also the courage to say, I told myself I was going to focus on these three things. And if a new thing comes your way, you're going to take a quick minute and be like, hang on, does it fit into any of the three things I told myself I was going to focus on? And if it doesn't, you can say no.
Yes.
And
that's important.
Yeah. The no is really important because I used to take on everyone else's shit. You know, someone would say, hey, Kim, you should be doing CrossFit. Oh, okay. Let me see if I can fit a CrossFit class into my schedule. Oh, Kim, you should be doing yoga. Okay. Let me see if I can. And it was just like this. And I finally, I was like, good Caesar's ghost. I can't anymore. And so I finally had to like come up with my own, you know, the courage to say no and the courage to be like, this is what I told myself I wanted to work on. And this is what I'm only going to work on until I proved to myself that it's not working for me.
And I think talking about really doing those three things, doing the things that we can work on, that it's also very important to have that, you know, creative way of looking at our commitments as well, right?
Like,
yes, we have the courage to say no to things that we don't want. We also have the courage to say, yes, these are the things that I want. But I think people need to remember that you need to focus on the essence of what you want versus the form. And these two things are different. Because let's use diet, for example. Like, you want to eat well, okay? Now, because you don't know how to eat well, of course you'd research. Everybody Googles now, right?
Right.
So you Google something, maybe you realize the keto diet is for you. Okay, you do it. But then after 2 weeks, you realize your body is not responding well, you don't feel good, then saying no, this doesn't work, but remembering that your ultimate goal here is to eat well is fine, because eating well is not equal to keto diet. Eating well is equal to whatever diet that works for you, right? Like, if you need, let's say, fish, or you need more carbs because that would make you feel better, then go for it. So it's about having the courage to say no, but also having the courage to say, to pause and say, hold on, I'm doing something. I'm not seeing results that I want. Let me think something differently about this. Let me look at this in a different way and see how I can achieve my goal without sacrificing my process, and, you know, without compromising on my process. So if the ultimate goal is to eat well and keto diet is not working for me, then maybe I need to look at another kind of diet and another kind until I find the right diet for me. Because again, these kinds of popular ways, popular, you know, diet, there is no such thing as a fix it all method. There is no cookie cutter. We need to remember the first thing, choice.
Right.
Your choice. It's your own. You know how you do the make your own salad bowl? Think of it as make your own life bowl. This is the thing that I want. These are the things that I can put into my life bowl, right? I don't need all the things. Like, I don't need the regular Caesar salad because I don't like chicken. I want to change it to, I don't know, salmon, or I don't want to have it with chicken. I want to have it with more cheese, right? It's make your own life bowl. It's make your own 2020 bowl. Going back to 2020, today is the first day of the year. And now you can say, what is it that I want for 2020, right? My 2020 bowl, what does it look like?
Yeah, I love the whole 2020 bowl and, you know, talking about that commitment and that creativity, because I see it over and over. And the keto diet is the perfect example. I see so many people going for different diets or eating the same thing over and over and over again. And they're like, but how come I'm not getting any different results? Because you have to commit to do something different. And back to the beginning, it wasn't me doing 50 things, it was making a simple commitment. Am I going to have coffee at home or am I going to go to Starbucks? Am I going to pick up my phone first thing in the morning or am I going to put it in my closet so I have to physically get my tush out of bed and walk over to my phone? You know, what is that simple commitment that I can make to myself? And, you know, the whole example of make your own light year bowl, I love it because I can decide, is my bowl with greens in it? Is it with rice in it? Is there salmon? Is there more cheese? Like, what does what's my life going to look like? And how do I start this year? Maybe this year I'm focused, I'm just putting lettuce in my bowl. Okay, we're going to focus on the lettuce. And then we'll add, when you're ready, you add on. And as Maria said earlier, like, you define it. You define this whole process. And is this process going to take you a year? Maybe. Maybe you move slow and that's okay. Or maybe you're Speedy Gonzalez. That's okay. But it's you setting yourself up at the beginning to choose different, to choose effortless, to choose off the hamster wheel.
And on your own time. This is very important. On your own time, your tempo, your rhythm, think of it as your treadmill. You can put elevated or not. You can put inclined or not. You can direct the speed. You can direct the time you're on it. Because again, this is your choice. You can hop on, hop off, change your setting, decide on your bowl for 2020.
Right. So with that said, I want to, as we like wrap up, you know, I'm going to just give you like the brief C's. Again, this will be in the show notes so that if you're, you know, on the treadmill or doing something active and you're not writing it down, you know, the first step is make that choice. The second step is get clear. The third step is connection. The fourth step is courage. And then the last step is commitment. And Maria and I will be walking you through this in greater detail. We are doing a 5-day masterclass starting the week of January 13th. So what I'll also do is I'll put in all the information again in the show notes, but it's we are doing a 5 days to design your 5 days to design your year. And so our goal is that to walk you through each and every day, walk you through these steps and give you action items so that you can start to really start to say, how can I apply this to my life? Because I want you to listen to my podcast all the damn time, but I also want you to take action. I want you to be able to say, that was really interesting. I think I need that. And so this 5-day program is our goal is to help you through the transitions that she and I have made together. Maria?
I think one thing that we want to add here, this 5-day masterclass series is not your typical, you know, a webinar replays. It is really those 5 days, we will support you. So not only are you going to get action items or action steps, we are going to respond ourselves, okay, to every question you may have. Because again, maybe, like I said, right, just the beginning of considering, oh, I can do it I can do it in another way. That's hard. It's okay. That container, that this 5-day masterclass series that we created for you is really for you to feel very comfortable in experiencing change little by little and jumpstarting your 2020. So your support, your feedback is going to be customized to your questions. So during those 5 days, if you join us live, that's really great. If you cannot attend us when we have our live trainings, within that 5 days, we will respond to every person's question because there will be two of us. We're from both ends of the world. So we pretty much can respond in our time zone. So, you know, it would literally feel so magical and so instantaneous. That's why we don't want you to be alone in this journey. You will be in the container of like-minded people wanting to jumpstart 2020. And we are really excited to really hold this container for you, hold this space so that you can jumpstart your 2020. And the best thing, which I think Kim did not mention, we will do it for free. The only thing we want from you is your commitment to finish the 5 days so that you can say, whoa, I can nail 2020 so easily.
Yes, absolutely. Yeah, I did forget that best part. It is all free. And so, like I said, I will put all of this in the show notes. And Maria, I just want to thank you so much for your time and just thank you so much for your friendship. Because I don't think had I met someone else who was in that same, like, there has to be more bucket, I don't know if I would have you know, continued down this path.
And you're very welcome. And for me, I really am very thankful to Kim, because Kim made me feel I'm not an alien.
Yes, I'm not crazy.
I'm not crazy for, you know, wanting to be different. And again, for an Asian person, remember right now, even in the online world, even among the podcasts, how many are Asians? When we say Asian, we're talking about Asian. I'm not talking about Asian Americans. We are a minority. So for me to already already look different, sound different, write differently, and, you know, to even have a completely different message from everybody out there, it's quite daunting. So really, for me, like, I really thank Kim for coming into my life, for the universe for bringing us together, and for both of us to make more magic as we go along the way. And we want to, again, of course, we want to share what we've experienced, the magical experience we've had with each other, with both of you, in our effortlessly 2020 bootcamp 5-day master series. Okay.
And so before I let you go, what makes you feel magical?
For me, it's really remembering that I am the creator.
Yes. Yes. I love that. And so where can, other than in our five day program, where else can people find you on the socials?
Okay. I am on Facebook and I am also on Instagram. I'm very, very active on Instagram. You can follow me, follow my stories. I give tips on, you know, entrepreneurship as a whole, creating success, creating more wealth. And I talk about some behind the scenes. I share something about cooking as well. I love creating dishes, but I also love sharing about, you know, my day-to-day things, like the things that most entrepreneurs don't talk about. So I share those things as well. And you can also see me partying. I love, you know, socializing with people. So you'll see me, you'll see a very good, you know, you'll basically share my life in Instagram. So I am very much on Instagram and I welcome you to follow me there.
Awesome. So thank you so much for taking the time. And I'm looking so forward to our program. And I'm also looking so forward to 2020. I think it's going to be an amazing year. And for those of you guys who have that same feeling about 2020, I really want you to join in our 5-day program. So thank you so much, Maria.
You're very welcome. Happy New Year.
Thank you for listening to the Fit Girl Magic Podcast. If you've made it this far, yay. I'm thinking you enjoyed the show. Let's continue the conversation on Instagram. You can find me at Kim Jefferson Coach. In order for me to keep sharing this message, do me a favor and leave me a 5-star review on iTunes. While you're there, don't forget to subscribe so that you won't miss an episode. New episodes are available every Wednesday. The Fit Girl Magic Podcast is intended to provide you with tips, tools, and strategies that will help you make better decisions about your health. I really appreciate your feedback and your support. Thank you so much.